You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The recitation of Hallel that we recite at the Seder. Half of it is recited before the meal. The other part is recited after the meal. And in halachic historical phenomenon, this is the only Hallel that we ever recite in the evening. All Hallels that we recite have to be said during the day. Chazal classified all Hallels as a mitzvah aseh, shazman grom. It's time-oriented by the fact it's a day mitzvah, not a night mitzvah. And this specific Hallel, for reasons we'll explain very shortly, is the exception to the rule. This one is said at night, and the one we're saying at night over here cannot, under normal circumstances, be done by day, except if certain things happen, which I'll explain very shortly as well. So that's why I entitled this year the uniqueness of the Hallel that we recite at the Seder during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, I want to mention as the prelude, what are the Hallels we recite the entire year round? Why we recite them? How we recite them? Who is chayiv to recite them? And after I explain those halachos, I'm going to single in on the Hallel night of Pesach to show you it is much different than all the other Hallels we recite the entire year. There's a Gemara in Erechin, in Tainus, that deals with the mitzvah of reciting Hallel. Whether the recitation of the entire year is a deraisa, a derabanan, is a debate amongst Rishonim, which I'm not going to go into now at this point in time. But I want to mention what are the official places during the rest of the year that we recite Hallel by day. And the Gemara, as the Rambam quotes it later on in the Halachos of Chanukah Perek Gimel, give the following list. There are, in fact, 21 days during the year in our Torah religious calendar that a full Hallel is recited as part of the mitzvahs of celebration of that day. What are the 21 occasions? Tishi Me'echag, the 9 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Shmoni Me'chanukah, the 8 days of the holiday of Chanukah, Shnei Yomim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of the Yom Tov of Pesach, Shnei Yomim Shel Atzeres, the 2 days of the observance of Shavuos. You add it up, it'll come to the magic number of 21. Ah, you'll tell me, but don't we have a halacha, a reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says the recitation of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is merely a minig. It's not a mitzvah. And that's why we only recite Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, not the entire Hallel from beginning to end. That's number one. Another interesting phenomenon. Why on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are Yom Tovim, don't we recite Hallel? So the Rambam, quoting the Gemara, says very simply, since they are days of divine judgment, days of tshuva, with fear, we're full of fear and trepidation, they're not days of simcha. For that reason, we don't recite Hallel on a day that is not based upon simcha, but based upon fear and trepidation and developing a sense of awe and reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's inappropriate. Another question which the Gemara asks is based upon the following principle. In the Shlosh Regalim, which I mentioned, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we recite the entire Hallel. The Gemara wants to know why on these Yom Tovim we recite the full Hallel. Why don't we recite Hallel For instance, on Rosh Chodesh, why don't we recite Hallel on Purim? If we recite on Chanukah. So I'm going to share with you now what the Gemara says are the prerequisites in order to recite the full Hallel on Yom Tov. Number one, the Yom Tov has to be biblically called a Moed in order for the Din of Hallel to take place. Moed means it was a time of divine intervention between Hashem and the universe in which we live. Some type of miraculous phenomenon took place that related to the salvation or elevation of the Jewish people. In many respects, there could have been a change of laws of nature to accomplish this, a holy time of meeting between us and Hashem. So to have a chiv of Hallel, it has to be a moed. That's number one. The second requirement, the Gemara says, that it has to have an Iser of Malach according to Torah law. All the Shlosh Regalim, Pesach, Shulis, and Sukkot have an Iser Malach that relates to Yom Tov and relates to Chol HaMoed as well. That's point number two. Point number three, which is very important, at the time the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, on all the Yom Tovim days we recite Hallel, each day has a singular, unique type of karban that is brought on that specific day, making each day of Yom Tov that has a unique type of karban as if it's a Yom Tov in its own right. That applies to all of Sukkot. The karbanos on each and every day was different in the number. Number two, when it comes to Shavuos, the carbon was different. On Pesach, at least in the first 2 days of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the carbon was different. And for that reason, because there's a unique carbon representing the sanctity of that holiday, emphasizing it, generating a special unique Simchas Yom Tov for that day, Hallel is recited as a response to that Kedushas Hayom manifesting itself in the commemoration of a miracle of the past and generating a sense of simcha and connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it might be a moed. It might even have an Isra Malacha. It surely has a unique karban, but the aura of that time, you may din, you may tshuva, a person's entire life and their future life is sealed on that day. The emotion of simcha is not appropriate at that point in time. And since Hallel's recitation, the purpose is to generate the sense of simcha shel mitzvah, simcha of hakaras atov, to Hashem for all the miracles that were performed for us to save us. It's inappropriate to recite Hallel on Yom Kippur and on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara's Lashon, Efshe Melech Yoshev Akiseh Hadin, God sitting on his divine throne of judgment, Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Pesuchu Lefanav, V'Yisrael Omim Shira, Lefanai. It's inappropriate. It's incomprehensible. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it might be a moed. Even has its unique carbon. But there's no Isa Malach on a Torah level on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, Hallel cannot be said. The major question asked by the Gemara, why in the world is Hallel recited on 8 days of Chanukah? It's not a moed on a Torah level. It doesn't have a unique karban. There's no Issa Malacha. Why in the world do we recite Hallel on Chanukah, the entire Chanukah? And the Gemara says that type of Hallel we recite on Chanukah comes from a different principle. The concept of Pirsumei Nisa, to publicize a major miracle that happened to Jewish people in the course of Jewish history. Pirsum Hanes, that's a separate mechayev, independent of the three other tanoim mentioned when it comes to the other Shlosh Regalim. The Gemara then asks a very obvious question. If Pirsum Hanes is a mechayev for Hallel, what happened to Purim? We don't recite Hallel on Purim. To which the Gemara answers very definitively, in fact, Chazal should have instituted Hallel to be recited on Purim, but the reason they didn't is that there was another text which we say over that comes in lieu of Hallel. And what is that? The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The reading of the Megillah is as if we are reciting Hallel. That's what the Gemara answers in Mesechtes, Erechin, and Tainis. And that's the way the Rambam quotes it in Halachas, Hilchas Chanuch, where he talks about all the halachos of Hallel. So we therefore see the reasons Hallel is said. All these Hallels have one common denominator. Number one, when you're saying the full Hallel, the whole Hallel has to be said from beginning to end. You cannot interrupt in between the recitation of Hallel with something else. That's number one. Number two, when the Hallel is said, there's a special Birchat HaMitzvah we recite before the recitation of Hallel. That's number two. Number three, since it's such a holy prayer and a communal prayer, our minhag is to stand when we recite Hallel from the beginning to end. That's a third halacha that relates to it. The fourth halacha, it applies by day. It does not apply by night. And Chazal bring psukim to demonstrate this. That's why it's classified as a mitzvah asei shehazman grama, time-oriented mitzvah. And that is the reason that women are basically exempt from the halal of the entire year round, even though they say it as an ena mitzvah, you say they're technically exempt, because it's a time-oriented mitzvah. It's a mitzvah vosa of time orientation, and women are technically exempt. Whether it's a deraisa, derabanan, the patur of zman grama exempts them. Now, with this little background, and hearing what I just said, I just described what's called the mitzvah of kriyas hallel. The official kriya, the saying over, a recitation and singing, and being in a state of simcha shomitzvah, when we recite Hallel, this is the way we usually do it, and the things that generated are the things I just mentioned up until now. When you look at the Hallel we recite on the night of Pesach, we violate every halacha concerning Hallel that I just mentioned when it comes to Hallel you recite by day. What do I mean by this? Number one, the Hallel we recite on the night of Pesach is done by night, not done by day. Number two, we do not recite a bracha before we recite the Hallel on the night of Pesach like we do the rest of the year. Number three, when we recite Hallel on the night of Pesach, we're not standing up like we do by Hallel the entire year round, but we're sitting at our table, which is quite interesting and phenomenal. We sit at our table and we recite and sing this Hallel. Number four, we don't recite the Hallel as one consecutive unit, but we divide the Hallel, half we say before we eat the meal on the night of Pesach, and the other half we finish and recite after we finish the meal, as we're going from the third to the fourth cup of the Seder table, and we recite all the piyutim and all the tilas v'tishbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerning not only miracles of the past, but miracles of the present and miracles of the future. We divide Hallel in two parts and speak in the middle of the meal between the first and second part, something that will be considered sacrilegious to do when we recite Hallel the entire year. So the million-dollar question that was asked by the Gedolei HaPoskim throughout the generations is a new manishtana. Manishtana the Hallel on the night of Pesach, then the Hallel we recite the entire year round. It's a good Manishtana. Very lumdish Manishtana. Why, in the fact, is this a different type of Hallel? And the answer given to this question, which is brought by the grace of Lamdonim of Klal Yisrael, especially the world of Brisk Torah, the Brisk Gedolim, is based upon a Ran or Rabbeinu Nisim in their parish to the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, in which the Ran says there's another type of Hallel which the Rambam and the Gemara didn't talk about. The Hallel of what the Gemara talked about, the Masechtas Erech and Antinus and the Rambam discuss, was the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel, which is in fact the Nusach of the Bracha we recite on the Hallel we recite the entire year round, L'kroas HaHallel. The Hallel on the night of Pesach is called the mitzvah of Shira HaHallel, a Hallel of Shira, a Hallel of song, a Hallel of jubilation, a Hallel of Shevet V'Hoidah we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a specific purpose. And the Gemara in Pesachim, to give us an understanding of this Hallel, says the following formula. When Klal Yisrael are confronted with a very dangerous type of situation, our lives are at stake, both physically and spiritually, based upon the desires of Rachmana Litzlan, the anti-Semites of Klal Yisrael, adversaries that have threatened us throughout all the generations. When Hashem performs a miracle and saves Klal Yisrael from this type of destruction, we have to respond accordingly. And the response we give to Hashem, to thank Hashem with Shevador, to praise, it was ordained by Chazal, we sing a song of praise to Hashem. And the song of praise they chose as a special Shirat Hashem, thanking Him for the miracle of our salvation, is the entire Hallel from beginning to end. It's called the mitzvah of Hallel Shel Shira. In contradiction to the Hallel we have Kol Hashana Kula, that's the Hallel of Korea. What's the difference between a Hallel of Shira on the night of Pesach and the Hallel of Korea we do the entire year round? So this is very important. Listen carefully, because this is going to give a major principle of understanding of why the Hallel on the night of Pesach is much different than Hallel of Kol Hashana Kula. Listen very carefully. When we say Hallel during the rest of the year, Kriyas HaHallel, we are saying a statement in Hallel, thanking Hashem for a miracle of the past. It's an historical retrospect, commemorating the miracles that happened to our forefathers thousands of years ago. And we say it in a state of kavod and respect to our kavod Hashchina of Hashem. We stand up when we recite it to give kavod to Hashem and kavod to the Shira that thanks Hashem for the miracle that was done. That is a statement made by a third party observer of miracles that happened to our forefathers thousands of years ago. And when you do a tefillah like that, all the halachas I mentioned before are basically in place, standing, birchat mitzvah, no hafsaka, Zman Grom has to be done in a certain type of time frame. All these halachas define the type of awe, the type of format in which this Hallel is recited. The Hallel on the night of Pesach, however, is based upon a Gemara in Pesachim. And it says when God allows Klal Yisrael, with the help of Hashem, to be saved from a miracle, from a circumstance that's threatening the lives of the Jews physically and spiritually, and the anti-Semites of history are out to destroy men, women, and children of Klal Yisrael, when Hashem performs the miracle and prevents them from doing this, and Klal Yisrael are saved from this specific threat to their physical and spiritual existence, they have a chiv of giving Hashem a bichet hadar, a blessing of thankfulness for what He just did to us, that we experienced this miracle. And Chazal ordained that the nusach of Hallel that we recite Kol HaShana Kula should be used as the bercha of hadar, thankfulness to Hashem for having experienced the miracle at this specific point in time. The Hallel, therefore, on the night of Pesach is experiential. We are the Balei Hanes. We just underwent a miraculous salvation. We're not talking about an historical retrospect, like the Hallel we say by day, but we are the Balei Hanes, people who experienced this miracle and are thanking Hashem by reciting this Hallel immediately. Thank you, Hashem, for what you did for us. Since it's experiential, it has to be expressed immediately based upon the salvation which we just immediately experienced. This Hallel has certain halachas that have leniencies with it. Number one, no matter whether you're standing or sitting, you say with a miracle, you say the Hallel immediately to thank Hashem. Chazal tell us when Klal Yisrael exited from the Yam Suf, immediately upon exiting, not only did they sing the Yaz Yosha we have recorded in the Chumash, but they also recited Hallel to say, thank you Hashem for saving us from the Egyptian army. So it's experiential and it has to be said immediately at the time of the miracle of salvation taking place. Since this Hallel is a bracha of Hadar, there's no need to say a bracha upon it separately because it itself is looked upon as a bracha. The same way Birchat HaMazon doesn't have a Birchat Samitzu because it itself is a bracha of thankfulness to Hashem. Likewise, Halacha L'masa, this Hallel of Shira, doesn't have a Birchat HaMitzvah. The bracha alone is enough to be said as Hallel being the format of this bracha. It takes place when the miracle took place. If the miracle took place by night, you say the Hallel shall Shira by night. If the miracle took place by day, the experiential experience that you had, the Hallel will be said immediately by day. It's not based upon time frame. It's based upon the time at which the experience of the miracle took place. Immediately afterwards, you have to recite the Hallel to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a Zman Groma Halacha. And since women are beneficiaries of this miracle that has saved their lives as well, physically and spiritually, it's not time-oriented. If that's the case, they're chayiv in this Hallel of Shir on the night of Pesach as much as the male counterparts. That's why the Hallel on the night of Pesach is much different than the Hallel of the rest of the year. The Hallel on the night of Pesach is experiential. It's a Hallel of Shira. All the kulas I mentioned before apply to it, the reasons I just gave. It's not a historical retrospect, it's what we're experiencing right at this moment in time. And the Hallel Kol HaShana Kula is an historical retrospect discussing miracles of the past as third-party observers talking about what happened to our forefathers thousands of years ago. Now, once you hear that, if it's experiential, the Hallel on the night of Pesach was divided into two parts. The part that deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracles led up to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the events that related to it, that Hallel was said in the first part of the Seder, which is commemorating the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We then eat our Suda, we eat the Mitzvahs Halayla, we eat the Afikomen, recite Birchat HaMazon, and then we continue with Hallel completion after that part of the Seder. Because that Hallel is talking about the concept of God performing miracles for the Jews, not only in the past, but the present, but continuing to perform mitzvahs for the Jews even in the future. If that's the case, to show that's a unique type of Hallel that has futuristic connotations as well, we recite that as post the Suda, thanking Hashem even before it happens for future miracle salvations and Hatzolos of Klal Yisrael, based upon the promise he gave us in the Bris Bein HaBesorim, that Klal Yisrael as a nation will always be indestructible, and the miracles we see are a fulfillment of this specific divine promise. So we therefore see that the Hallel on the night of Pesach is a different type of Hallel, a Hallel of Shira. Now, I want to point out something quite interesting and fascinating when it comes to the Yontov of Pesach. On Sukkot, we said we say Hallel the entire Sukkot from beginning to end. The whole Sukkot from beginning to end. When it's quoted, the 9 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we have a Hallel from beginning to end, from the first day of Sukkot to ultimately Simchas Torah. By Pesach, the Rambam says, B'zman Hazeh, the only 2 days we have a full Hallel, the first day of by day of Pesach, and the second day of Pesach, which is Yom Tov Sheni Lishal Golos, we also recite the full Hallel. But the rest of Chol HaMoed and the end of Yom Tov, the seventh and eighth day, only Chatzi Hallel. So before I gave you a reason that since Pesach is a Moed, is a Nisa Malacha, and has to have a unique Karban, what happens by Sukkot doesn't happen by Pesach. Why? Because the Karban we bring on the first day of Pesach is the same exact Karban we bring on the second day of Pesach, and the third day of Pesach, and the fifth day of Pesach, and the seventh day of Pesach. What do I mean by that? That it's one type of Karban. There's no Shini HaKarban. It's as if Pesach is one big Yom Tov, one similar Karban, one big Kedushas Hayom. It's not separated to different Simchas Hayom by a different type of carbon taking place that you have by Sukkot. So since the carbon of the last days of Pesach are exactly the same as the first day, that requirement to having unique carbon for each and every day in order to recite Hallel, that can't apply to all days of Pesach after day one has taken place. And because Yom Tov Sheni Lishal Golos, we repeat the Hallel on Yom Sheni as well. Okay, so if that's the case, the formula of the mitzvah Kriyas HaHallel does not take place in its totality from the second day on the Daraisa and the third day on the Darabana level to the rest of Pesach, including the last days of Pesach 7 and today 8.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There's no Chiddush of Karban. But then Chazal asks a simple question. There might not be a din of a Mechayiv of Karban and Moed Nisa Malacha, but what about Chanukah? You had the concept of Pirsum HaNes, publication of Nes. That is Mechayiv us to what? To say Hallel Shalom on all the 8 days of Chanukah. There's no Karban there, no Moed, no Isra Malacha. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Pirsum Hanes. Pirsum Hanes. On the seventh day of Pesach, that's not an ace of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a pretty big mess. Why should that not be chayv, a full recitation, a Hallel day, like we do by Chanukah? We should have done by Purim. That's the million-dollar question. So the first teretz that's given is that Chazal never ever said that the seventh day of Pesach is experiential, like the Hallel we say on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, we say, Chayv Adam Liris Atzma Ki Yatzim in Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, each and every year, on the anniversary day of the 15th of Nisan, we're re-experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim right now. You're chayiv to demonstrate that and to feel that tonight you're undergoing Yetzias Mitzrayim as your forefathers did thousands of years ago. It's not relating historical phenomena of the past, but it's a concept of experiencing the miraculous nature and the tikkunim that took place in the upper worlds, the olamos, elyonos of Kedusha, and the tikkunim Klaus experienced. That happened on the night of Pesach, and it happens each and every year. But on the day of Kriyas Yamsef, we don't have that experience. It's pure historical recollection of what happened thousands of years ago when the Avos experienced the actualness of Kriyas Yamsef. We're merely historically recalling it when we talk about it on the seventh day of Pesach itself. It's the midst of Kriyas HaHalel, not Hallel Shel Shira. Now, that's one teretz given by Chazal. The second teretz is very powerful. And this teretz is given by the Meshech Chacham of Meir Simcha Devinsk, which you have to hear and understand. Rabbi Simcha says that Hashem, when it comes to Hashkafa, gave Klal Yisrael a unique Hashkafes HaChayim that unfortunately is not shared by any other non-Jewish nation on the face of this earth. All nations that undergo warfare, when they win the war, the day of the ultimate Nitzachin of the Melchama is made into a holiday of celebration for generations to come. World War I, World War II. Anytime they had a war, and we were menatzeich in the war in the Gaisha world, the day of the ultimate nitzachon of the war is made into a national holiday, or an international holiday. Klal Yisrael were told by the Rabbanu Shalom, do not make holidays based upon that historical phenomenon. Why not? What's that so terrible? So there's a pasuk they quote from Sefer Mishlei, a pasuk which is a major musa shmuz to the Jewish people of how we're supposed to feel and experience the events that happen to the Jewish people over time. And what Meshech Chachma says, the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Binefal ayavecha al tismach." When your enemy falls, don't be in a state of simcha, happiness. Al yogali becha. Do not have a tremendous joy, happiness in your heart. Penyira Hashem v'ra be'enav. Because Hashem is going to look upon this as something of a terrible reaction on your part. You might be punished for that type of attitude. What does this pasuk mean? So comes along Rameya Simcha of Devinsk, and he quotes the following Medrash Chazal. Listen very carefully. This is perhaps one of the most important parts of the Shir this morning. The Medrash tells us, when Klal Yisrael were experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim watching what Hashem did, saving the Jewish people miraculously, and drowning the entire Egyptian army, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira to Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for what you did to save your chosen people and punish the evildoers, the Egyptian Empire. The Rabbanu Hashem said to the Malachim, no. I don't want you to sing to me Shira Malachim for what you just witnessed. What's the reason? The Lashon of the Gemara is in Sanhedrin and other places. Mas yadai tavuim bayam vatem omrim Shira. My human creatures, who are all created with Tzelem Elokim, who are Rishayim, they wanted to commit genocide. So they're being punished. Mida keneged Mida. They killed Yiddish Akindalach in water by drowning them. The Mida keneged Mida is going to be that they're going to drown themselves in water. And despite the fact they are deserving of the punishment, and they're chayiv in Shemaim for what they did, and this is their payback, mida keneged mida, do you think that I enjoy killing human beings even though they deserve being killed and deserve punishment? Mas edai tavuim b'yam, they're being drowned. Do you want people to think God's happy when he has to kill human beings because of their evil activities, because of their rishus? Midas adin requires they should be killed and punished. Mida keneged mida. But the fact that it's Tzelem Elokim, which is being destroyed as a result of their iniquities, doesn't bring simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine mind. And you're going to sing about that. So Chazal explained the Gemara to mean that Hashem wants us to be careful and realize even a Rasha who's killed and punished for their evil deeds, which might be very heinous, might be very, very ugly and terrible, kill them you must. You as human beings have to defend yourself and kill your adversaries, whatever way you're able to do. Habala hargecha hashkein v'hargo. Timcha zecha amalek. I can give you many psukim where we're chayv to perform a melchemes mitzvah to kill our adversaries. But don't do it with joy and happiness and gladness when you have to do it. You do it with a certain level of solemnity, realizing I got to do this for the protection of myself, my mishpacha, my entire people, for the preservation of the world society. But I have to realize I'm still destroying a Tzelem Elokim in the process of self-defense. And therefore, simcha, joy, gila, is not the emotion I should be feeling at that point in time. And therefore, halacha lamasa, the malachim could not sing shira on that day, because they're third-party observers. And Klal Yisrael on the later generations, when we're commemorating the events of Kriyas Yamsuf on the day of the seventh day of Pesach, we read a parsha in the Torah concerning the events of that time period. We have to read it, historically reflect upon it, but when it comes to singing Hallel as a third party observer witnessing human beings being destroyed, we can't say our Hallel Shalem the same way the Malachu cannot sing their Hallel when the events took place because they're third party observers. It's sacrilegious to do that. It's not sensitive. And that is why, on the Yom Tov of Shvi of Pesach, a second reason why we don't say Halal Shalem, because it would appear that we're having Simcha and Gila, commemorating the destruction as a third-party observer of Rishoyim of past Jewish history. However, the Balei Hatzalah themselves, Klal Yisrael who experienced the Kriyas Yamsuf and were saved, they're the Balei Hanes. They, on the other hand, to express thankfulness to Hashem and Haidah for being saved, They had to sing Hallel as a Birchas Hadar for the salvation they're experiencing at that point in time. They said Hallel Shalem for their Hatzalah, not because of the destruction of the Egyptians. The night of Pesach, when we are saying Hallel at the Seder, commemorating the destruction of the Bechayim of Mitzrayim and the Rishayim of Mitzrayim, why are we allowed to say Hallel? Because we are the Balei HaNes on the night of Pesach. Chayv Adam Liras Atzma Ki Lo Yotzei Mimitzrayim. We have to feel as if we underwent Yetzias Mitzrayim at that point in time. And if that's the case, if we're the Balei HaNes, we have to feel that way and experience it that way. We're mechuyev to say Hallel as Klaus or sung Hallel on the night of Pesach, when the Seder took place and the Besiris Teva that was taught to us of we're going from becoming Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem, officially the Gula took place with the Balei HaNes, no longer Shibet Mitzrayim, no longer genocide, with the Balei HaNes, even to this very day, because Shana V'Shana about to feel this way, we have a Chiluv to say Hallel Shel Shira. On the Shri Yishol Pesach, we're not the Balei HaNes. There's no Chayvon Liris Atzmo, as if he went through Kriyas Yamsuf. We're third-party observers talking about past history. Ah, third-party observers. You can't say Shira because you're basically saying Shira. If you do such, as a third-party observer, you're showing Simcha V'Gila for the destruction of human beings, which is prohibited. That's why the Or Sameach says, if you want to see this theme more, if you look at the Yom Tov Purim we just celebrated a couple of days ago, if you look into the Megillah, when they made the Yom Tov Purim and they orchestrated the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, which is in lieu of Hallel, there's no halacha that each and every Purim you have to feel as if you're undergoing the Purim miracle. It's an historical retrospect. And therefore, the Yom Tov was established not on the day of the victory and the destruction of the Persian anti-Semites of that time. They made the Yom Tov of Purim the day after. So if they killed their enemies on the 13th of Adar, they made the Yom Tov on the 14th. In Shushan, where they continued to kill their enemies on the 14th, they made the Yom Tov on the 15th, Shushan Purim, to demonstrate that we're saying of the Megillah, which is Hallel, is being done to celebrate our salvation. It's not coming to celebrate the destruction of our adversaries, what happened the day before. And so therefore we say Jews do not therefore say Hallel on destruction of the Goyim. They say it on the fact that they were saved from the Goyish world who wanted to destroy them, and therefore we say it on our own personal salvation. This is the Hashkaf of Klal Yisrael. That is why Klal Yisrael, when we fight wars, even today, we don't say hello on the destruction of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranians. We're not saying hallel on their destruction. If we do say Hallel, if we do say a bracha of Haidah, it's on the salvation of Klal Yisrael that we just experienced through the entire last 6 weeks, and especially the salvation we experienced this past Matzah Shabbos going into Sunday morning, which I want to say without a question was a Nes Gully on the level of a Kriyas Yamsuf. It never ever happened in world history that a country that is bombarded with 350 missiles, lethal missiles, that could have killed millions and millions and millions of people, that was shot from every different angle against Klal Yisrael and Eretz Israel, not only from Iran, but from the Houthis in Yemen, the Iraqis, the Syrians, different angles. 350 missiles either being shot down or failing in the ability to even reach Israel and not even taking off. Where in war of the world at large did you ever hear a thing like this ever taking place? Not one Jewish member of Klal Yisrael or anybody living in Eretz Israel, per se, were killed by these missiles, except Nebuch, one little girl, a Bedouin girl in the Negev. Falling shrapnel fell upon her, Mishpacha, her, and Nebuch, she died. The bomb never reached her, but the shrapnel that was shot down fell into her house, upon her, Nebuch, and she passed away. Rachman Litzlan. But all the millions of Jews and non-Jews that live in Eretzrel proper, not one missile killed anybody. Where did you ever hear about this? In world history. It doesn't exist. I read an article this morning from a scientist, a person who's an expert in physics and mathematics. And he says, drawing up a statistical formula when it comes to warfare, it is impossible, but derech ha-teva, that 350 missiles shot at one time at a country should not cause destruction of a certain part of the population, or structural destruction of major buildings. How is it possible? This happened Motzei Shabbos going into Sunday. You know what the answer is, he says. Me'es Hashem ha'yisrazos, he niflos beinenu. It was the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting his hands in front of our enemy, and giving Klal Yisrael the capacity with weapons we were able to avenge with the Chochmas Hashem, and miraculously to have other nations that are not our biggest supporters to join in trying to help knock out these rockets. America, France, England, Jordan had planes shooting down rockets, and even Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates were helpful in giving information, strategic information, to where we have to be concerned about to position our weapons properly, that no devastation should take place. The existence of this coalition, which was impossible to think about, that it should come together, and that all these rockets should be stopped, is an open miracle of the Yad Hashem taking place in front of our eyes. We're not saying Hallel yet, because it's not over yet. You say Hallel when the Ness is complete, but it's not complete yet. But one day they perhaps will say Hallel on that miracle. But at this point in time, I want you to be aware that the miracles of the past, Benisa Nigalu, Chodesh Nisan is a segula for a zman of Geula, salvation of the Jewish people. It's been established in time as a zman of Geula, of redemption. That's why Chazal say, Benisam Nigalu, Benisan Asidim Lagael. The Geula took place in Nisan, in time of antiquity, and the ultimate Geula is going to take place in Nisan as well. It's not an accident that they tried to destroy us with 350 missiles right before Pesach in Nisan. But I guess they don't know this Maimer Chazal. Because if they knew it, they would have realized it could never ever take place. We're living now in a tekufa of Benisim Asidin Lagol. This is the Chevelei Mashiach that the Rabban Hashem talked about. The big Satan is not Israel or America. The big Satan is Iran. Chazal told us the nation on the face of the earth that's going to threaten the Jewish people in living in Israel and establishing a Jewish homeland that's going to fight to the end is Iran. We see it happening in front of our eyes. Open our eyes and see the Yad of Hashem and the entire historical narrative that the Gemara quotes is going to happen by Maisa Mashiach, happening before our eyes. If you think Iran is not scared now, if you think they're not embarrassed that their great superpower of missiles and rockets failed in what they wanted to do, they're very embarrassed. But even more, they're shaking in their pants. And the proof they're shaking in their pants, I read online that Khomeini Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, that is the religious mentor of Iran that's fomenting this hatred and desire to destroy the Jewish people, is his religious pronouncements, his religious encouraging that makes the crazy Iranians do what they're doing. You know what he did after he saw what happened to his great rockets on Motzi Shabbos and Sunday morning? He left Tehran and he's now in a hiding place. Nobody knows where he went. He's shaking in his robes. He sees Israel is able to find where the leadership is and takes them out one by one. There's no escape from the power Hashem gave Klal Yisrael and being Nokim Nikmaso against their adversaries. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in historical times. The battle's not over, but the battle began. On Simchas Torah, they tried to destroy us. Rachmana l'chaslan, they killed hundreds of Jews, kidnapped hundreds of Jews, threatening us with rockets each and every day, whether it's Hezbollah, whether Yemen, Syria, Iraq, now Iran. They're not going to win this war. The Rabban Hashem promised Klal Yisrael in the Medrash, do not worry. Despite what Iran and all its adversaries, its colleagues think, no matter what the anti-Semites in this world are saying, no matter what all the crazy Mishugayim who are running around the world with these Palestinian parades of craziness and hatred, even on our college campuses, it means a shmektabak in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. They're going to learn one day, the hard way, that they who believe in that will undergo not only Timcha Zecha Malek, but what Hashem promised in Bishalach Mocha Emcha, I will get rid of them based upon my divine capacity, as we will witness very shortly. As we're about to celebrate the Yantav of Pesach, Chayv Odom Liris Atzma, we have to feel we're under danger, under attack, like our forefathers, but we have a Haftacha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I am your Magen, I'm your shield. You are indestructible, as I mentioned in the past. Your survival will be Lamala Miderech Ateva, as we witness the miraculous salvation of 350 missiles on Motzi Shabbos going into Sunday. The promise of Eretz Israel being to us a Yerusha Lidaros, nobody's going to take away from us. from the river to the sea means Eretz-Israel will have total control of that area, not the Palestinians or the Iranians or any other Arab world. Eretz-Israel is our Marasha. Marasha Kilas Yaakov, not the Marasha of the rest of the world. So says the Zohar as Hashem's response to what the Ishmaelim are trying to do to Klal Yisrael today. Have emunah and bitachon. Benisim nigalu in the past. Benisim asidin l'gayel amir tzashem with bias Mashiach tzidkenu. We'll succeed. Vatucha will overcome. We'll be zochet to have Eretz-Israel and Jews living all over the entire area, from the sea to the river and the river to the sea, will be the greater Eretz Israel as Hashem promised us in the Chumash itself. Let us be zocher v'bi'as Mashiach tzadkenu, the binyan beis mikdashenu, with the ultimate salvation of the Hashgacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, who runs the affairs of this world. V'meinu amein v'yamein, a chag sameach, ulashan haba b'Yerushalayim habanuya. Everybody should have a refuah shleima, yeshuas and refuahs. We have to be spiritually worthy and say tehillim and daven to Hashem and give tzedakah and charity and show chesed. But we're doing it. We got to do more and continue doing it until the final yeshuas Hashem takes place.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.